views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
The truth is funny. With Colette Steffen, we'll have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network as she provides energetic shifts and consistent results in every area of life, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success. Many people who shift out of limiting beliefs roar with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. The truth is funny. Shift happens. Feel instant relief. Stay tuned for more fun and release struggle and suffering. And now, here's your host, Colette Steffen.
Hi, this is Colette Marie Steffen, and you are listening to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio. Stay tuned for the next hour and experience the instant relief of tuning into your intuition. Shift happens every Wednesday morning at 8 o'clock a.m. Pacific time. And this is my favorite way to start the day. I've been traveling around the globe sharing life-transforming information and meeting really cool people who are visionaries and speakers, authors, magicians, really powerful energy movers, and I am sharing that their knowledge with you today. We also love to hear from you and are happy to clear energy for you if you want to call in 1-800-930-2819. My guest today is Leroy Maloof, who is a powerful life, business, and energy coach who teaches others to take charge of their own health and well-being. He is committed to assisting clients in creating significant breakthroughs and sustainable improvements in their lives. Leroy works with clients in person and on the phone via Skype for individual sessions. He teaches the positive power of being neutral teleseminar to enable clients to experience a deeper ease of living by reacting less to themselves, others, and external forces. And he also is an author of the book, that he's going to tell us about here today. And Leroy's been on the show with me several times, like many times, because I love to have him on. Are you there, Leroy?
I'm here.
Ah, yeah. You know, I'm so happy to have you here. It's my favorite way to start my morning.
Oh, thank you for having me here.
I was just laughing because I was thinking that last time you were on the show, we started talking about relationships, and then so many people called in. And we never really did talk about them, so I thought we should just do the same show again. And you know, if more people call in, that's cool too. We love to do that. I just wanted you to tell us about your book that's out. You know, it's about living your purpose, and also just tell us what you've been up to.
Well, knowing and living your purpose, I published a year ago, December. And it's a combination of an autobiography, if you will, and more importantly, it's a teaching book. And for example, there's a chapter that says, here's how you get your energy strong every day, and another chapter on here's how to get to neutral. So I intended it to be a book for living, to help people basically live the real you every day, the real person they are. And then I'm feeling moved to also help people expand their spiritual awareness, and have been channeling angels, spiritual counsels, masters, teachers, and starting now to share that on my Facebook page. Well, there's two Facebook pages. There's a personal and then an energetic well-being Facebook page. That's energeticwellbeing.com. And so once a week, I'm starting to add there what I hear from an angel or from Jesus or a spiritual counsel, because we are entering a time when people are being asked to expand their spiritual awareness. And I'm a part of helping people do that. So that's been a new thrust for me.
You know what I love about you, Leroy, the most? I mean, what? I love lots of things about you, but what I love about you the most is that, you know, how old are you now?
Well, in a couple of months, I'll be 83.
Yeah, and how many careers have you had?
This is my 12th one.
I love it.
But who's counting?
You're such an inspiration. And, what you know, and I just love that, you know. And you know, you and I, when we went to Egypt together, and yeah, we taught the seminar there. We had so much fun. And, you know, and that's what I love about you, too, is that you're so much fun. And I think it's great that you're sharing this information that's, you know, that you're channeling through, you know, like, and doing that. You know, you've taught seminars. You've, like, I mean, you've like, been there, done that, you know, all of that. And so it's really cool. Every time I talk to you, and it's like every 5 weeks, and every 5 weeks he's doing something new. And that's so inspiring, you know, for me and for the people around. Like, you really are an inspiration, like a real bright light. And I just wanted to say that, like, it, you know, like I mean, we've only been on, you know, on this radio show now for a few minutes together, and I already feel like my day is set.
Oh, it's always a pleasure when we work together, because we complement each other beautifully, and so thank you again for having me on.
Yeah, and you know, go ahead.
And I wanted to say a couple of things about relationships. And interesting, I got a call from a client who had traveled to the country of Colombia. And he was with a person who could be a significant other. And he'd been sending the person money for years, and supposedly they were sharing the funds, but it was mostly one way. And whenever he would start to address the issue of their being together longer term, the other person shies away. So I said, okay, let's check something. In working with relationships, there's always five questions I ask of each person. And it is, I love the person. In other words, I love this partner. I like this partner. I want to be with this partner. I believe we can work things out. And I trust this partner. Now, when you check the energy of each person, and for example, if you get all yeses, that is a fantastic foundation for a relationship. Just imagine, you know, I love, like, want to be with, believe we can work things out, trust this person. A fantastic place to be. Well, their answers were no on a number of these questions.
Unfortunately, not unfortunately, but we're taking a break right away here, and I'm going to have to get you to hold this thought.
Okay.
And then when we come back, we'll talk some more about what happened, because that's really interesting that you can test that.
Yeah.
And then you can, you know, find, and I want to hear the result and what happened when you did that. And I also want to remind people that they can call in today and, you know, have us shift energy for you, especially if you have relationship problems or if you have other problems. We don't care if it's really relationship. 1-800-930-2819. You are listening to The Truth Is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio with Colette Marie Steffen. And my wonderful guest today is Leroy Maloof. When we return, we will share more ways to shift energy and make some more shift happen.
Falling on my head, and just like the guy whose feet are too big for his bed, nothing seems to fit. Those raindrops are falling on my head, they keep falling.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Tune in each Tuesday at noon Pacific, 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected with Dr. Julie Kroll, featuring weekly segments with David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System. Each week, you will journey through infinite possibilities, expand into social potential, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Changemakers from around the world will explore what's emergent about the environment, relationships, health, and the evolution of consciousness. Visit thedrjulieshow.com.
Always inspiring and uplifting, Brenda Thine spreads love and light wherever she goes. Enlightening, empowering, and encouraging readings, Brenda connects with your guides, angels, fairies, and loved ones who have crossed over to provide you with the highest guidance possible to enable you to live your highest truth and maximize your potential. Always light-filled, a session with Brenda will have you feeling wonderful, centered, and ready to take on anything. Schedule your session now at BrendaThine.com. That's Brenda, T-H-Y-N-E.com.
It's here, the 23rd Annual Women of Wisdom Conference, February 12th through the 16th. This year's theme is I Am We, Hearts Connecting Communities, with special guests Jean Shinoda Bolin, healer Patty Conklin, Penny Pierce, and over 40 experiential life-changing workshops and inspiring evenings, all individually priced for you to create your unique conference. Evenings open to men. Find out all the details at www.womenofwisdom.org. Watch for the early bird specials all through December.
We're back on The Truth Is Funny with Colette Marie Stephan and my guest today, Leroy Maloof. Leroy, you and I were just talking before the break about this relationship between this couple where they tested weak on every aspect of the relationship.
let me go to another level of detail. They both tested strong on loving each other. They both tested weak on liking each other. The client tested yes, he wanted to be with the person. No, he believed they could work things out, and no, he didn't trust the person. The other person was no on wanting to be with him, believing they could work things out, but yes on trusting him. So when the answers come out like this, the question is, is it possible to do enough clearing to change things? So the next thing I checked was what we call the internal dynamics and the internal boundaries in the relationship. And that's how they think of it internally. But then we also wanted to check the external dynamics and external boundaries, because that's what you would see if you were with them in person. Well, they were weak on all four.
chamber.
So there was a positive energy flow from the client to the partner, but not a positive energy flow from the partner to him. And so we got a positive energy flow both ways. And then I strengthened each of the internal and external dynamics and boundaries and the interaction between them. And all of a sudden, things begin to shift.
Awesome.
Well, the next thing, though, is they built up a lot of negative anticipation with each other about what was going to happen or not happen. So there's a clearing, you know, where you get all the sensations, you know, upset because of this and lack of trust and not liking that feeling and is he going to come through and all that kind of thing. So there was a huge number of sensations with both of them. And again, the difficulty with those is they're basically hidden and trapped inside. And we struggle with them and then think we have to struggle with life. Well, they thought they had to struggle with the relationship. Well, these sensations were also creating negative emotions and interacting with them. And then those two were interacting with expectations not being met. For the client, it was like 3,000 expectations not being met.
That's and a lot.
Then that was interacting with the negative anticipation. So we cleared all of that for both of them. And then all of a sudden, the answer started shifting. I did a couple more things. Well, we cleared heaviness and seriousness. That was getting in the way. There was suppression, denial, shutting down. That was getting in the way. As we did this, all the answers started to shift. And by the time we finished the clearing session, the answers were all yes. And when I asked him how he was feeling about it, well, we helped him also get to neutral. And he was in a much better place then and could then go forth and discuss what needed, you know, start working with the other person to see where they were going to go in the relationship. Now, I haven't heard from him since then, but at least it got him going in a positive direction.
Absolutely. And, you know, it's amazing, isn't it, how someone can be in a relationship that long and not even recognize what's really going on. Like, you know, we tell ourselves these stories about what's going on in a relationship. And then, you know, when we tune in energetically, it's a completely different story a lot of the time. And and when we shift that, like either the relationship shifts into better or people are ready to move into a next level. You know, I met someone, I was at an event this last weekend and I met someone, a young woman, and she was really upset about her boyfriend. And, you know, I did some energetic work, you know, between the two of them and whatever. And, you know, the next morning when I saw her, she said, "Oh, you know, I wonder if I should, she said, you know, my old boyfriend." And I'm like, "You mean the one we were talking about yesterday?"
Yeah.
"Do you think I should break up with him by text, Facebook, or do I have to call him?" And like, she was just over it, you know. He was not the right one for her, and you know, the way the relationship was going, the way he was treating her was clearly showing that. But yeah, she couldn't, you know, she was so attached, right? So I laughed so hard, right? Because it was just, and she was just very matter of fact and very neutral about it, and she was ready to see herself in a relationship that kind of met her needs better. And so, you know, it's really cool how energy can shift. Like, and I've had that happen, like where people will, you know, you clear the energy and then the relationship steps into this powerful, beautiful relationship. So, you know, whichever way is best for the individuals involved, you know, that's what we want to, we all want to be happy. You know, we all want to, live a good life and have a wonderful partner in our lives. Before we have a caller on the line, and I want to take this caller. But before we do that, I just thought maybe you could share your contact information with everybody so that people have it.
Yes, thank you. I mentioned the website before, Energetic Wellbeing. That's all one word, energeticwellbeing.com. My phone is 508-375-6452 and 375-6452. And my email is info@EWBP.com. That's the first initials for Energetic Wellbeing Process, EWBP.com.
Awesome. Thank you, Leroy. And for anyone listening in, 1-800-930-2819. We're going to take the first caller. Thank you, Julia from Minneapolis, for your patience. Are you there?
Yes, I am. Hello.
Hi. How are you this morning?
Class. Yes, I was wondering, can you help clear an energy or shift an energy for a person who's going through a lot after a 7-year relationship breakup when my daughter's going through a lot?
Okay.
With no warning, her boyfriend just walked away.
So. Okay. So her boyfriend walked away from her?
Right. After 7 years, the marriage thing came up, was coming up, and you know, cold feet or what, and she's really still hurting. It's been about 4 months.
Okay. And so when you think about your daughter, I like to get a baseline. When you think about your daughter and you think about that relationship, other than wanting to kill the bastard, that's what's coming up. Where are you on a scale of 0 to 10? 10 being like, you know, like you're really upset about this, or you can feel your daughter really upset about it, and 0 being like, you know, you're neutral to it now.
Well, still about a 9. It's
yeah,
funny that
yeah,
you
I'm getting,
say that.
It's pretty, yeah. So, Leroy, what are you picking up about this relationship?
Well, first of all, with Mom, we need to help you forgive and forget unconditionally.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
with no doubts, no regrets, nothing held back. And nothing needs to change other than going back into your heart and to your natural state of love and unconditional love. And then we need to get you neutral to your daughter being just totally devastated, never able to engage in a relationship ever again, and neutral to her being totally easily rebounding and being better off for who and what she is. So now when you think of how much you're bothered by it, where are you now on a scale of 10?
5.
Okay.
Good. It's what's coming up, what I got right away is that you feel that, how old is your daughter?
She's 23, and having a hard time because she's my only one, and all these things that were going to happen for her, and now I just see it shut down for her. So.
Okay. Well, actually, what I'm getting is that, you know, she's got, this is like a, this, it's not a waste of time, because that's the words that came to me right away, is that, you know, she wasted her time with this man. She didn't waste her time with this man. What she did is she learned how to be in a relationship. She learned a lot about being, anyone who can maintain a relationship for 7 years, you're going to learn a lot about relationship. that's the only way you really can really, you know, experiencing relationship is the best way. You can read about relationship. You can watch it on TV. You can watch it on the movies. But until you're actually in one, it would be challenging to actually understand what it feels like to be in a relationship. So your daughter is only 23 years old right now. And I'm getting that, this is like, you know, a new beginning for her. And so I want to strengthen that for her, that your daughter can, you know, take all this information that she's gathered about herself. Because, you know, when we have significant relationships with other people, they're really mirroring back to us how we feel about ourselves. And so if there was a lack of commitment there on his part, somewhere inside of her, there was also a lack of deserving the commitment, or actually a lack of wanting to commit herself on an energetic level. It wasn't in alignment. We have to go for another break right away here. But if you want to hang on through the break, Leroy and I will work through on the break. We'll work on this a little bit more and come back to you and see how you're feeling. I'm Colette Marie Steffen, and you are listening to The Truth Is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio. Call in if you want an opportunity to shift your life for better. 1-800-930-2819. Leroy Maloof is my guest today, and we are working on relationships. We'll be right back to make some more shift happen.
Where it began, I can't begin to know.
If you're one of the millions of Americans suffering from anxiety, you probably know how powerless and out of control this emotion can make you feel. This is why it is so important to remember that anxiety is created by your mind, which means that you can learn to use your mind to uncreate it. Hello, my name is Dr. Friedman Schaub. My award-winning book, The Fear and Anxiety Solution, provides you with a step-by-step breakthrough process to understand and resolve the root causes of your anxiety and build a solid foundation of confidence and inner peace. If you are ready to take your power back, visit thefearandanxietysolution.com. That's thefearandanxietysolution.com, or call 866 866-903-6463. That's 866-903-MIND.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Would you like to be a question with anything that comes up in your body or mind? Would you like to become totally aware and begin to function as the conscious being you truly are? Join Access Certified Facilitator Glenna Rice every month for a live teleclass where you can ask all of your questions and learn to create change in any aspect of your life. Visit GlennaRice.com today to learn more and don't miss the next call. Join the questionable conversation today at GlennaRice.com.
Sky Siegel co-hosts one of today's most popular psychic shows, Angels and Answers, with Artie Hoffman as she communicates healing messages from the spirit world. These messages can be astounding, enlightening, and life-changing. Born with the God-given talent of inner guidance and the amazing ability to heal, Sky has healed thousands of people. Schedule a reading with Sky now. Call 908-500-1474 and visit skyofangels.com.
You got attitude? Keys to the rescue. Adjust your attitude with Keys Clear Protein Waters. So refreshing. Just a few sips of Keys will give you a whole new outlook, thanks to 22 grams of the happiest protein on earth. Tongue-tingling tasty without the guilt of naughty or nasty ingredients. If that doesn't put a smile on your face, maybe you need to drink too. Put a little
woo-hoo
in your attitude with Keys Protein Water. On Amazon or at Keys, K-E-E-S, please.com.
I am Colette Marie Stephan, and you are listening to The Truth Is Funny. I have Leroy Maloof here with me today. We are shifting energy at an alarming rate. Feel free to call in 1-800-930-2819. We do have Julie on the line here from Minneapolis. Before the break, we were just working on how she, you know, her daughter and herself regarding the breakup that her daughter just had with her boyfriend. So I just want to check in with you now, Julie. How are you feeling?
I'm probably at a 3.
Okay, cool. What I'm getting like right away is that, you know, do you have a relationship yourself?
Yes.
Okay. And so are you happily married?
Yes.
Okay. So because there's some weaknesses, have you always been happily married? Or was there a trial and tribulation getting there?
There's a lot of, yeah.
Yeah.
I went through the same, thing my daughter did. So yeah. She broke up with me and then I took him back.
Oh, okay. All right. So, Leroy, I'm going to hand this over to you. Being a man and all, you can tell it to us from us women. Explain it to us.
Well, Julie, what I was noticing is the extent of your reaction about what's happening with your daughter. And what that's indicating is that this not only goes back to your relationship, but it also goes back, it feels like several generations of ancestors, relationship issues. And also, may I say something else about what I'm picking up with you? I'm picking up anger at men in general. Does that sound familiar?
Oh, yes.
Now, see, what we're talking about is what, well, first of all, let me talk about anger a minute. Anger is like this Christmas gift that gives and gives and gives, never stops giving. And what it's giving is weakness. and it affects your perceptions, your reactions, etc. And you see what often happens when I check women and their anger. Quite frequently, it is anger at men in general. You know, not that men don't deserve it or something like that, but it it weakens your energy and makes it difficult for you to be like neutral in relation to what's happening with you or your daughter. So next, we need to help you. Let me see. Where else is there some anger there? There's also anger at 1, 2, 3, 4 specific men. Does that sound familiar?
Yes.
And I'm also picking up anger at yourself. Yes?
Yes.
And so what I'd like for you to do is to focus in your heart. Can you think of times when you've really experienced unconditional love?
Yes.
Okay. So and tell me what those feelings were like. What else were you feeling when you were experiencing that?
I also want to interject here, Leroy, that anyone listening in now or later, that's that also can do the same thing that you're taking her through right now, if they're having a relationship issue. Just wanted to point that out.
Yeah, good one. Yeah, thank you.
Probably the best time is when I first got married, because that's the way things are when you first get married.
So. Yeah, yeah. So it's love, and what else? Acceptance. What else were you feeling then?
Deserving, wanted,
supported,
equal partner. Yeah.
Yeah. Fun.
Fun. Yeah.
Yeah. So I want you to, what we need to do, see right now, that's only in your heart about, 35%. It's kind of gotten worn down over the years. So I want you to focus, put a hand on your chest and just breathe in and expand these actual feelings in your heart and in your chest. Not with your head now. Just breathe in and keep expanding these wonderful feelings inside of you. The vibration of them. Rekindling some of those nice feelings that you had. Because when you do this, it's helping to remind you who you really are. And it's helped bringing you back to your natural state and see you bounce right up to 60 already.
Yes, so, I could feel that. when the heart expands like that, it's beautiful.
So on your behalf now, I'm going to ask you to forgive yourself for anything and everything you've ever been angry at yourself about. And if I check, can you forgive yourself? I get no. And are you willing to? Yes. So this time, when you breathe in, breathe those wonderful feelings into every cell in your body, top to bottom, and into all your energies in and around you. Keep breathing them in. And while you're doing that, we're also going to reboot your DNA in every cell to totally line up your body with this unconditional love. Breathe it in. Feel it expanding. Notice how you're getting more energy in your legs and your feet as you expand this inside of you and in your hands. Let's see. Have you forgiven yourself 100%? Yes. So on your behalf, I want to thank you. Then on behalf of all us men and the specific
brave soul you.
I'm going to ask your forgiveness for anything you've ever been angry at us men about, and the specific men. I'm going to ask for you to forgive all of them. And let's see, can you forgive them? I kind of get not no, but hell no. Is that right?
Well, a little bit.
Yeah. A little bit. Okay. So are you willing to forgive them? Yes. So here we go. This time when you breathe in and breathe out, breathe it out like this big sphere of these wonderful feelings going out from you in all directions, all the way to the ends of the universe and beyond, like a pebble in the pond. Let it ripple out. Here we go. Breathe in, breathe it out. Time to forgive all us men and all the specific men. And guess what? All these men are receptive now, and they're receiving. And I get that you've forgiven all us men and all the specific men. And on behalf of all of us, I receive and I thank you. Now, when you focus on your daughter, how much are you being bothered now?
Two.
Okay. So now what we're going to do is also now go back, let's see, 10, 20, 30, 40, 50, 60, 70, 100, 200, 300, 400 generations through the various generations that are represented here from the boyfriend's ancestors, your ancestors, your husband's ancestors. And we're going to go back 1, 2, 3, 4, 5,000 years. And we're going to clear all the root causes for all the relationship issues, for all those ancestors, for you, your daughter. We want to clear the root causes before they ever show up and get you all strong from then to now and now to the seashore medium into the long-term future. Then we want to get strong from that long-term future back to now and back to that past. And now, when you think of what's going on with your daughter and her boyfriend, how much is it bothering you?
Zero.
Zero. That's hey, where we want to be.
Awesome. Beautiful and, work.
And so we want to now apply what we just did. Be sure we apply it for your daughter so she can forgive and forget unconditionally. Or apply for her. A lot of what she's feeling too is heaviness and seriousness about all this. We're going to clear that through all the generations as well. We typically get that from our ancestors as well. Let's just clear that all away. We're going to do that with Shazam. Just go back, clear it all away.
I love Shazam. Isn't that what we figured out in Egypt?
Yeah. It's my favorite way of clearing.
Shazam.
Really, Julie, the way the clearing happens is we find the truth. In other words, we have life issues. Life issues are like anger and upset and reaction and you know what and relationships not going well. When we find the truth, it's you've heard the old saying, you shall know the truth and the truth shall set you free. This work in a way is just that simple. And what one of the reasons both Colette and I do this work is because we want more and more people to understand that, yes, we can get back to our natural state of love and forgiveness and wellness and vitality and energy, and that we can more and more for ourselves rekindle that love and forgiveness and be neutral. And then we are doing ourselves a very great service by starting to make our energy stronger every day.
Beautifully said, Leroy. Thank you so much, Julie, for coming on the show. And I'm glad you got to zero on this. And I can feel your daughter this was a beautiful experience that is now going to enable her to move forward in a very powerful way. And, you know, I want to thank you, Leroy, for that. We have to take a quick break. This is Colette Marie Steffen with The Truth is Funny. Thank you, Julie and Leroy. And we will come back and we will talk some more about relationships and how to make shift happen when we come back.
If you're one of the millions of Americans suffering from anxiety, you probably know how powerless and out of control this emotion can make you feel. This is why it is so important to remember that anxiety is created by your mind, which means that you can learn to use your mind to uncreate it. Hello, my name is Dr. Friedman Schaub. My award-winning book, The Fear and Anxiety Solution, provides you with a step-by-step breakthrough process to understand and resolve the root causes of your anxiety and build a solid foundation of confidence and inner peace. If you're ready to take your power back, visit thefearandanxietysolution.com. That's thefearandanxietysolution.com or call 866-903-6463. That's 866-903-MIND.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Would you like to be a question with anything that comes up in your body or mind? Would you like to become totally aware and begin to function as the conscious being you truly are? Join Access Certified Facilitator Glenna Rice every month for a live teleclass where you can ask all of your questions and learn to create change in any aspect of your life. Visit GlennaRice.com today to learn more and don't miss the next call. Join the questionable conversation today at GlennaRice.com.
Sky Siegel co-hosts one of today's most popular psychic shows, Angels and Answers, with Artie Hoffman as she communicates healing messages from the spirit world. These messages can be astounding, enlightening, and life-changing. Born with the God-given talent of inner guidance and the amazing ability to heal, Sky has healed thousands of people. Schedule a reading with Sky now. Call 908-500-1474 and visit skyofangels.com.
You got attitude? Keys to the rescue. Adjust your attitude with Keys Clear Protein Waters. So refreshing. Just a few sips of Keys will give you a whole new outlook, thanks to 22 grams of the happiest protein on earth. Tongue-tingling tasty without the guilt of naughty or nasty ingredients. If that doesn't put a smile on your face, maybe you need to drink too. Put a little
woo-hoo
in your attitude with Keys Protein Water. On Amazon or at Keys, K-E-E-S, please.com.
This is Colette Marie Stephan, and you are listening to The Truth Is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio. My guest today is the wonderful Leroy Maloof, and we have been joining forces today to clear some serious energy on the Higher Self Network for people. I like to call it the Higher Self Network. It's kind of like MSN, HSN instead, where we're always chatting with each other. Through the internet of life, you know, through the our connection of being one. And Leroy, that was a beautiful demonstration and how you can take someone who's like, you know, at a nine, you know, a nine being like, I'm really, really upset about this and really feel mad, you know, angry with this man and, you know, and bringing her gently to this place of zero. And, you know, as mothers, I mean, I'm a mom. I understand what it's like to have daughters who are, you know, like in relationship and then they get hurt. And we have to recognize that this is part of growing up. And I feel that for this young lady that she's off to another great, wonderful start. And, you know, Leroy, do you have anything that you want to share about that maybe you didn't have time while you were working with her to share with the people what was going on?
Well, back to the anger and you know, when we're reacting, most often it's because of what's going on with us. And as you said, that what's happening with her daughter was also mirroring to Julie some of the stuff that was going on with her and had gone on in her relationship. Well, to bring it back to even broader point, when we're 5 years old, we're going weak to nine. I mean, we're going strong to 90% of our life. The average adult is only going strong to 20% of their life. So we've gotten so used to either carrying the anger or the upset or the reaction, that we lose track of just being strong every day. And so, you know, that's what you and I have spent a lot of time with people on, is helping them just to get their energy strong again.
Yeah, and you know, it's so beautiful because when we step into our power as individuals, we are actually changing, you know, the world and the entire universe. And that may sound like presumptuous or arrogant, but it really isn't, because every thought that we have is going to reverberate out into the universe. Like you said, like if you throw a pebble in a pond, it's going to have a rippling effect. And so if we step into our own love that's in our own hearts, and we allow ourselves to feel that for ourselves and you know, like ourselves and love ourselves and believe that we can work things out with ourselves,
yes.
and trust ourselves,
yes.
you know, that then that's when we mirror that to others, and they can mirror that back to us, and the whole world benefits from that. And, you know, that's something that people need to start recognizing, is that, you know, we are way more powerful than we think we are.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, a couple of things. When you see, when you take, I love, I like myself, I want to be with myself, I believe things are going to work out, I trust myself. If you take that one step further, I totally accept myself. See, most of us accept the part of where we line up with all the shoulds we've learned all our lives. And we think, oh, that's okay. I can accept that. But where we don't line up with that, we tend not to accept. And the lack of acceptance of any aspect of ourselves causes our energy to go weak.
Absolutely. So, and we need to give ourselves total permission.
Absolutely.
To love ourselves. Yeah.
Yes.
And, so that there's not one little area that we, you know, that we're scared to look at. And that's basically what those significant relationships are about. They're about us having to look at ourselves, because those people reflect back how we feel about ourselves. That's what's going on. And for this young lady, I mean, she was 16 years old in a relationship for 7 years. I think it's beautiful. She's got, you know, she has a 7-year relationship there that has taught her a lot about herself. And that has taught her, you know, a lot about relationship. And so now, you know, if this dude is like not feeling it, that's good that he lets her go, so that she can move on to a better relationship for herself with a man that really wants to be with her, and that she really wants to be with. Because this goes both ways. And so when there's a weakness coming from one partner, generally the other partner has it also, and just maybe isn't aware of it within themselves.
Well, yes, and isn't it great that she found out now instead of got married and found out 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 years from now?
Yeah, with 2 or 3 little kids, you know, that.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's so much simpler when, you know, you're not married and you're not heading to divorce. You know, this is, you know, this is the beauty of doing energy work, is that when, you know, people, I have found over the years that people are afraid to really look closely at themselves, because they feel that they are going to find something so ugly. You know, we just had a caller come on, and we're really getting close to the line here, but we're just going to take her call really quick and just see. It's going to have to be really quick here. Sharon, you're from Connecticut?
Hi, yes, good morning. I just got back from a week in England. My mother-in-law is very ill. She's in the hospital for sclerosis, and she's in denial over this condition. It was just so painful.
Okay. So we're just going to, because as I said, we're getting very close to the end of the radio show here. We want to just strengthen her. Like, if you can tell, Leroy, what are you picking up, like, right off the get-go here with the mother-in-law?
Okay. Yeah, we need to help her clear suppression, denial, shutting down, numbing, forgetting. We need to clear that all the way down to 0 minus infinity for the past, 0 plus infinity for the future.
Yeah. When you think about your mother-in-law right now, how does it feel to you?
I feel like I had a shift. I had some pain.
Yeah, see,
left.
It can be that fast. So we want to strengthen you, that every time you have a thought about your mother-in-law and all the pain she's in and how painful it is, that you don't go there. What you're going to do is we're going to strengthen you, that every time you have a thought about her, that you're going to use that thought, that she's clearing that pain, that she's moving through that pain, and that it's just that anything that energetically is underlying this, that you would automatically be clearing that rather than adding to it by your concern and your worry.
Okay. I believe that she's dying of a broken heart. All of her children, one's in Australia, we are here, and her other daughter is in France.
Okay, so what we want to do is we want to strengthen her to that, having her children scattered around the world. We've run out of time to work on this anymore. Feel free to call in next week. Next week I'm not taking callers because I'm featuring a young woman with an amazing book. But what we'll do is the following week, we do have that. You can also contact Leroy. What's your contact?
508-375-6452.
Okay, and you can always connect with me at thetruthisfunny.com, energeticupgrade.com, and also on Facebook and all the social media, The Truth is Funny with Colette on Facebook and Twitter. And to reach me by email, info@thetruthisfunny.com, and you'll be able to reach me. I just wanted to say thank you for calling in. And Leroy, thank you for being on Truth is Funny. I so very much appreciate you coming on the radio show and clearing this energy with me. And as I said, it's a great way to start the day.
And thank you. And let me just also mention my website is Energetic Wellbeing, all one word, energeticwellbeing.com. Thank you for having me, Colette. I love you.
I love you, too. Thank you for coming on the show. Thank you for the people that called in. And we will be back with you next week to make some more shift happen.
You've been listening to The Truth is Funny with Colette Stephan. Tune in to The Truth is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network as she provides energetic shifts and consistent results in every area of life, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. The truth is funny. Visit thetruthisfunny.com for more information. That's thetruthisfunny.com.